T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
New report is taking a look at what will be needed to get the city's public housing back to a state of good repair and how to avoid another spiral in the future.
WCBS reporter Steve Burns is following this story and joins us on the Newsline. First, set the stage for us. What are some of the current problems involving NYCHA?
Yeah, I think it's always important to point this out when we do a story about NYCHA. We're talking about a huge number of people that live in public housing here, between 400 and 600,000 people, the population of Atlanta or Baltimore. And as we all know, the condition of that public housing has gone way downhill over the last 15 years or so. Of course, you hear a lot about the lead paint issues, also a lot of smaller problems that seem to compound, like elevator outages, bad heating, mold. And according to this report from the Regional Plan Association, from 2011 to 2017, the urgent repair needs increased 15 times over. So we're talking about a lot of repair work that needs to be done now.
So, Steve, what are some of the recommendations in this new report?
Yeah, it kind of takes a look at the more long-term structural changes after this urgent repair work gets done. So the RPA has a set of 10 recommendations, a lot of them on the managerial side of things, like spreading out maintenance responsibilities among some different city agencies, like having the Parks Department maintain the courtyards. But a really big part of this is expanding NYCHA's development rights. Basically, if you're a developer and you want to build near a NYCHA development, you need to pay NYCHA a fee. Right now, only landlords on the same block as a NYCHA development need to pay that fee. But a lot of NYCHA developments take up the entire block, so there aren't any rights for them to sell. So the RPA wants to expand that radius to about a half mile around NYCHA developments.
Well, at the same time, does this report cast a wider net in terms of who's responsible for these fixes?
Yeah, it kind of outlines that this isn't only just a responsibility for the city, you know, city government, but for civic institutions as a whole here. And a lot of that is targeted at high-end luxury real estate developers. The RPA says they aren't paying their fair share in property taxes, kind of evident in the huge surplus of luxury housing the city has right now. So getting them to pay more is one big part of it, but also getting things like banks, religious institutions, unions, business groups, getting all of them on board in this mission too. The main takeaway here is really that the health of the city's public housing directly correlates to the health of the city as a whole.
Thanks for the update, Steve. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.